Just a few weeks ago, Ladbrokes held its annual Golden Easter Egg Race at Wentworth Park Greyhound Racetrack, right near, you know, kind of under the Harbour Bridge there, near the fish markets, earning a whopping $4.21 million in turnover, if you don't mind, making it the third highest New South Wales greyhound wagering night ever. Now, despite the harm this sport brings to dog being proven, we spoke about that just a couple of weeks ago, the industry seems to, well, it shows no sign of slowing down, does it, despite the fact that it was pretty well dissolved in entirety just a couple of years ago. So back on the show, we have the president of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds, Dennis Anderson. He joined us a couple of weeks ago. Are you there again, Dennis?
Yes, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you so much. So I guess we spoke a few weeks ago, like I said on the show, about the horrific injuries that the sport can cause to its animals. Despite this, this show, the Golden Easter Egg, showed a 34% growth from last year. What does this say about the industry as a whole, and then I suppose what it means for your coalition?
Well, what it shows about the industry as far as gambling is concerned is that gambling is increasing. That, from our perspective, is very disappointing because people are gambling on animal cruelty. This particular Golden Easter Egg event, in the lead-up heats, there were five dogs injured, including two with broken ankles. In the semi-finals, there were three dogs injured, and in the final, there was one dog injured which had abrasions to both hind legs. Now, speaking of the industry generally, in New South Wales so far in 2021, we've had 23 greyhounds die on the track and another 828 injured on the track, just in New South Wales alone.
I see. So you just said then that, like, kind of betting was a significant factor despite the suffering of these dogs, which does happen. I guess, Is it just too much of a mover and a shaker as far as the state economy is concerned? Because the government, as well as I'm sure profiting off the industry, dedicated $23 million for greyhound track infrastructure over the next 3 years. Is there a hope as far as your end is concerned that maybe those will be that straight track that we talked about, which mitigates some of the risk factors? The Wentworth Park is, of course, an oval track, for those that don't know, if you've ever driven past it. So is there the hope that this might be a factor in that, or is it just disappointing that it seems to just be getting flowed with dollars despite the risks it can cause?
Well, of course, the industry is driven by gambling dollars, and the state government support for the industry is driven by the taxation that they raise from those gambling dollars. Now, on the question of the straight tracks, there is a straight track that has been built at Richmond, and that is a move in the right direction for greyhound welfare. But what we want to see is that when a straight track is opened at a venue, that the oval track that is next to it is actually closed down.
Right, I see. So, and then I suppose in as far as the risks go then as a general idea, these can be censored, can't they, in some of the footage and sorts. They are edited out. Some of the violent injuries and such that occur. Senator, the Animal Justice Party MP Mark Pearson raised the question of censorship in Parliament. Why is this kind of thing allowed to occur? Should there be legislation in place to, I guess, make it more transparent? Or is this just going to be a reality of it going forward, as far as you can see?
Well, look, we'd like to see legislation to make all aspects of the industry transparent because the industry thrives on secrecy. They don't want the gambling public to know of the horrendous cruelty that goes on in this industry. And you're quite right, where there is a fatality on the track, the footage of that particular race is removed so that the public can't see what's occurring.
I see. Do you harbour any sympathies, I suppose, for those involved in the industry, the humans, I suppose, because it is part of their livelihood? For a lot of those involved, it's been a family thing and it's a generational thing and stuff. And like the reality is the fishing industry, I don't know, like they kill fish for commercial purposes for those to eat it. The beef industry is the same, all that kind of stuff. There is harm that's caused to animals globally and very often, and it's very common and it is a part of our economy. So is there any part of you that looks at the industry and goes, well, it is a livelihood and you can look at the people on bare bones and think they are profiting off it as part of their livelihood, and if it was to dissolve like it did a couple of years ago, then this would have a negative impact on them?
Well, look, I don't think you can compare greyhound racing with animals being produced for food.
Sure.
Greyhound racing is purely about making money for the people involved in the industry and entertainment for those people that actually bet on the dogs. Now, people say to me, oh, the people involved in the industry love their dogs. And I always reply, if you truly loved something, you would not put it in the starting box where in the next 20 seconds it could be killed or seriously injured. They don't love their dogs. What they love is the money that they make from their dogs.
Sure, I see. So then what's next for the coalition? You see a race that happened a couple of weeks ago, massive amounts of money flowed into it, and I'm sure for a lot, many massive amounts of money profited, whether they be the trainers or those that just put a correct bet on and walked away with a few hundred dollars or whatever it might be. So what's next for the coalition? Surely this can harbour some of the, I guess, progress that you've made so far. So what's next, like I said, for the coalition for the protection of greyhounds?
Yes, well, we will keep working to improve greyhound welfare. We have a number of initiatives that we're working on at the moment with our friends in the Parliament who are genuinely concerned about animal welfare. We know that we're in this for the long haul. In 50 years, greyhound racing will not exist in New South Wales. Because the average age of an industry participant is a baby boomer.
Sure.
And millennials are not interested in breeding dogs to race them. So eventually it will go. But in the meantime, we'll continue to do what we can to try and improve the welfare for those dogs that are trapped in the industry before the industry eventually folds up. Now, I don't know whether you saw it or not, but there is a review just been announced into greyhound racing in New Zealand, and we're very hopeful that a result of that review will be that greyhound racing in New Zealand will be banned. In the United States, there's now only one state where greyhound racing is conducted, and that's West Virginia, and that is only on two tracks. And there's an organisation in the United States actively working to shut down those two tracks. So we're quite confident that, you know, when places like New Zealand and the United States have banned it because of the cruelty, hopefully that message will come into Australia.
Sure. So just very quickly, if there's anyone, if there's a listener out there that feels quite passionately about this and they want to see that kind of parity in New South Wales, how do they get involved with the coalition? Where should they head? Where can they put their hand up?
Yes, we have a website. So if they just Google up Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds and go on our website, and on our website there's if you want to help, if you want to become a volunteer with us, and it tells you where to write to.
Perfect. Thanks so much for joining us this morning, Dennis. I appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, mate. Have a good day. All the best.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. That was the president of the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds, Dennis Anderson, talking to us about the annual Golden Egg Easter Race, the financial side of the industry, and again, the harm that it can cause to dogs. If you'd like to find out more, you can find the link to the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds on our website at 2ser.com.